Mark Bowling, Keith Brown, and Rusty Holloway with Waves 4 a.m. from Trio Life. Coming up at Live at Lucille's on February the 22nd at 7:30, we'll have the Mark Bowling Trio Life. Is this correct, Mark Bowling? He's in the studio. And John Hamer, who's also in the trio, is here. I want to get confirmation on this information.
That's correct, yeah.
Have you been to any of these Live at Lucille's events yourself to check out what they're like?
I've been to the Bobby Broome concert and the Christian Sands concert. So it's I'm really excited about this. It's a really great room and just sounds great, and it's a great place to hear music. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of the video.
I can tell you as an audience member that it's become one of my favorite ways to see music in Knoxville. For the listeners that haven't heard about it, it's called Live at Lucille's. It takes place at East Tennessee PBS over on Magnolia. There's parking around there. It's easy to get to and to get in. What I found really enjoyable about it, Mark, and I'd like to know if you picked up on this as well, is they come out, and it's kind of special. You know, they instruct the audience on how to behave. But the byproduct is you put away your cell phones, and everyone listens for the whole show. It's not like, here's a jazz show to provide a soundtrack for my evening. It's here's a jazz show to really listen to. And I've been to the same ones you were at, Bobby Broome and Christian Sands, and the audience hung on every single note.
Yeah, it's really like the being in the top jazz clubs in the world where, you know, people are not allowed to talk on their phones or not allowed to talk during when the music is playing. It's a real concert setting, but it feels... you know, feels like a club too.
Yeah, well, what I found was really nice about it, it was all of that, but there's also a little pub in there.
Yeah.
And so you've got beer and you know, it's a real fun atmosphere because they're making a TV show, so everybody feels like, ooh, you know, this is going to be a lot of fun. Do you put anything special together for this type of show?
We've been really focused on, with this trio, on playing a lot of original music of mine and then John's too. Actually, we're probably playing more of John's tunes. And we've both been writing some, and I think we'll have a couple of new tunes that people that, you know, come out to hear us regularly at the bistro or whatever will not have heard. And even the ones that do come out regular, you know, they'll hear it in this context, it's going to be a little different. Yeah, so we're kind of focused on it. We've been getting together a couple times a week to kind of play through things a little more than we would ordinarily.
And on the drums, it's Keith Brown.
Yeah, Keith. I tried to get him to come today. He had to wash his hair or something.
Well, I'm glad he got that scheduled.
Yeah.
and speaking of which, I mean, knowing that it is television, do you actually think, maybe I better choose what I wear a little more carefully?
We haven't got that far.
I might think about it the day of. I don't know. Maybe a face transplant or something.
Yeah.
You better get that scheduled.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do the TV show Studio 865, and whenever I'm leaving the house on the day we tape those, my wife usually stops me at the door and goes, no, that's you gotta like at least bathe. I don't know how they can tell that on television or not. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Mark Bowling and John Hamer, and this is some music of John Hamer from his recording entitled Hereafter, a track entitled Dark Heavens.
Thank you.
bassist John Hamer, also a member of the UT Music Department. That was Dark Heavens. We're talking with him and Mark Bowling, who are playing tomorrow night at Live at Lucille's at East Tennessee PBS. Mark, you've been here as long as me. How has Knoxville changed? What have you seen over time?
I was thinking about this because we are playing mostly original music. I've found that, the audiences seem to have are more responsive to original music and improvised music, and more open to different things. Well, big ears, all the cool music that's going on here. Whereas when I first started playing, there was still an audience that knew the jazz standards, and they wanted, they kind of thought of that in a certain way. And then we went through the whole smooth jazz period, where people wanted to hear kind of pop tunes, or Stevie Wonder tunes or whatever, which, some of that's great music too. It kind of gets totally dismissed, but it's, I think people have really been exposed to a whole range of improvised music, jazz, Americana, whatever the idiom, and they're much more open to listening to music, to original music that they haven't heard before. I think they're kind of excited about it. So that's, I like that.
Yeah. Now, John, you come from Seattle,
yes.
Seattle area.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Coming from, I know that's an incredibly rich scene there.
Yeah, it is. The thing I've noticed most here that's really interesting to me is great, is that even people that are maybe not like hardcore jazz fans, they still really, really appreciate live music. So even if they're not maybe as knowledgeable about what's supposed to be going on or what is going on, they're still paying attention and they're still appreciative. I think in Seattle sometimes there are places you can play where people would rather you not be playing. They're like, they feel like you're sort of interrupting their evening or whatever, or at least you get that feeling as a musician. And I've never once, nowhere that I've played, have I felt that here,
What's kind of interesting from a jazz radio perspective is, I have people coming up to me and saying, I'm not a jazz fan, but I like your radio show. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is like maybe the nicest thing they can say, even though it sounds funny, is that they're willing to listen. Mm-hmm. Even though it's like, well, what they're really saying is, it's not my normal thing, but, I'll give it a chance. And there's always, things I like. And I find audiences here the same way, that they kind of give you some leeway.
Mm-hmm. Well, they probably like hearing about your dog, too.
Well, let me tell you what. When I walk the dog in the neighborhood, they're more interested in the dog than me. And they'll stop the dog to talk to it. You're teaching a lot of students. Have you noticed a change in students? Not just the scene here, but what students are like. Or I know they're taller than they used to be. You mentioned that earlier.
Some of them are very tall.
Yes.
One thing that's happened, really probably as a result of the lottery scholarship and tuitions going up like crazy everywhere, is and the other types of scholarships we have, we're able to keep the better students, and more of the top students are staying in Tennessee to go to school. So just academically, most of our students are, score much higher on their ACTs and so on than what we used to have when we started, or when I started. And a lot of times, some of my best students have been double majors in things like computer science, electrical engineers. And I used to wouldn't let people do that because I thought you need to be focused. And now it's like some of these students are so quick and they have such varied interests that you want to give them a chance to kind of explore in different ways. So maybe that's what changed in me. I'm more open to people exploring different things. And, people are going to put things together in different ways, too.
Mark and I actually share a student who's he's started out as a guitar performance major, jazz performance major. And then he switched to neuroscience. And now is he taking guitar?
He's actually in the honors program now.
Oh, that's right.
So he's
that's
kind
right.
of, he crafted his own program, but he's, had some undergraduate research accepted for a presentation, and he's excited about that. But he's playing great too. He's playing bass now too.
Yeah. 2 years ago, he decided he would just pick up the string bass, and he's like one of my best students. But he's not a bass performance major, you know. So it's interesting.
It's live at Lucille's, and you can buy tickets online. Just I don't have to tell you how to use Google, but just search Live at Lucille's Mark Bowling Trio Live. It's Friday, February the 22nd at 7:30 to 9. The shows have been selling out, so if you're on the fence, now would be the time to make that kind of a decision. John Hamer, Mark Bowling, thanks for stopping over here at WUOT.
Thanks for having us, Todd.
Yeah, thank you very much.